Maryland is one of only three states that gives the governor the sole authority to approve or reject parole for inmates with parole-eligible life sentences. Critics say this setup has made parole a political football, and WYPR's Christopher Connolly reports that they are pushing to change the status quo.
Stanley Mitchell spent more than 34 years in prison for felony murder, not for pulling the trigger, but for driving the getaway car. He's been out for 2 years now, lives with his wife and kids, pays his bill, hasn't gotten so much as a parking ticket, and he goes to church.
I'm active in the prison ministry. They call me when they want somebody to talk to kids that I can't tell them what to do, but I can tell them what not to do.
Mitchell was released because the state's highest court ruled that bad jury instructions tainted his trial, among others. But years before he was released by court order, the state's parole board thought he was ready to be paroled and re-enter society. It recommended parole twice, he told a Senate committee yesterday, in 1991 and again in 2012.
Both times, I was not released because the parole board said, there's no sense in sending your papers to the governor because he's not going to sign them, and then you'll be stuck with the denial. So only hope I had to get out was through the courts.
In the past 20 years, no governor has paroled a lifer, though some have commuted sentences to let people out. Senator Nathaniel McFadden says it's time for a change. He's sponsoring a bill that would leave parole decisions to the parole board. He says governors are too afraid of looking weak on crime, so they blur the line between a life sentence and life without parole.
If the state of Maryland says to a person that you have life with the possibility of parole, and you execute that, no one, in my opinion, has the right at the end of the day to say I'm gonna play politics and say no.
Maryland has some 2,100 people serving parole-eligible life sentences. One in six were sentenced before they turned 17, according to the American Civil Liberties Union. A report the ACLU co-authored found that Maryland has the highest rate of black lifers in the country. McFadden's bill has been introduced and failed many times over the years. Part of the reason? Life sentences are given for terrible crimes. First-degree sexual assault, rape, and murder carry a potential life sentence in Maryland.
This isn't about politics.
Baltimore County State's Attorney Scott Schellenberger.
This is about the person who's making the decision about the worst people in our criminal justice system, who makes the decision as to whether they will walk amongst us again, being someone who's accountable to the citizens.
Judicial Proceedings Committee Chairman Bobby Zirkin has voted against the bill in previous years. He says he's keeping an open mind, but he thinks sentences should be what they appear to be.
We need to start being more honest about what the sentence is called. I mean, if a life sentence is really a 50-year sentence, then call it a 50-year sentence. That way the victims' families, and the public at large have a better understanding as to what it is that the judicial system is doing.
But McFadden says that's missing the point. If someone is sentenced to life with the possibility of parole, he should actually have a chance to earn that parole.
You tell me what the rules of the game are up front, so that when I get to the end, you don't move the goal line. If the goal line is 100 yards for everyone, then it's 100 yards for everyone.
Later today, the House Judiciary Committee will take up the bill. Christopher Connolly, 88.1 WYPR.